Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, here we are. I'm telling you what, we are in the epicenter of fun here for this Saturday's live broadcast. In fact, they say what happens in the garage stays in the garage, but we are going to be granting a little bit of a waiver this weekend because we are broadcasting live from a garage that everybody needs to know about. And we are broadcasting live from Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road, just east of Oracle, having a great time. It's happy hour. And they actually call happy hour garage sale here. And the garage sale is half off drafts, half off select appetizers, more food than you can shake a wrench at. Again, Cerveza's Taco Garage, Wetmore Road, just east of Oracle for this delicious Saturday afternoon broadcast of On the Menu Live. And whether you're listening to us on AM 790 KNST, maybe you're one of the many that stream live, listening to us on our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that streams worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. No matter where you are, we are so glad you're here. Now, I am so glad our celebrity co-host is here, because he has just told us that this is his first remote broadcast. Now, he's been with us a couple of times in the studio before, but we wanted to get him. You know, he's a man of the people. We need to get him out of the box and out onto the streets where he belongs. The food business writer for the Tucson Weekly, C.J. Ham, is back with us. What's going on, brother?
Free at last. I'm out mixing up with you brought me in public, Matt. I can't believe you did such a thing.
Do not feed the animals, ladies and gentlemen. Stand back. But anyway, happy Saturday afternoon to you. Now, look, we're here at Cerveza's Taco Garage. We're going to be talking tacos. We're going to be talking tequilas. We're going to be talking great beers, great cocktails. Tequila is at the epicenter of what we're going to be talking about, so I think we should go into a ritualistic moment here, CJ.
Agree.
We're going to be talking to our good friend Dave Torco, the beverage director of the Hotel Congress, who has lovingly picked out a Herradura Reposado, which has been resting for about 11 months before it is made public to our palates.
Yes, and what great tequila weather it is today.
I mean,
too.
Right here, it's
exactly
right.
Do you
get
exactly any
better
than this with the overcast, little cool out, little
beautiful.
Wet.
So this is tequila time, so let me say salute, CJ.
Salute.
Dave Torco, nice to have you here with us, and we are going to enjoy this lovely Reposado.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Dave tells us, we're going to be talking to Dave a little bit later on in the show about these great tequilas, but the Herradura Reposado. Reposados, by law, are aged or rested anywhere between 2 months and 11 months. This one is aged or rested for a full 11 months, although it might not say that specifically on the bottle. So this is flirting dangerously with an añejo.
It is. You know, it's just like us, Matt. The more rest we get, the better we are.
So anyway, food business writer for the Tucson Weekly. I want to make sure that everybody follows you on Tucson Weekly, your Noshing Around column, where you quite literally, CJ Ham, have your finger on the pulse of things making food and beverage news. What's happening in Noshing Around?
I do try my best, Matt.
What's going on in the food scene?
You know, there's a lot of things happening right now. It's pretty exciting. There's a pop-up restaurant, Sanar, I think is how you pronounce it,
huh,
on May 12th at Augustine Kitchen. 15 courses. It's, I know, how great is that? I mean, that's just, I could eat 15 courses.
15 courses!
It's 15 courses. David Valencia, who's done a few pop-up restaurants, or done a lot of them around here, and Brian Smith, sous chef from Acacia, they're putting this thing together, and it's 15 courses with pairings. And it's $100 for 15 courses in the chain.
What a conga.
And I mean, and it's so cool looking. I just saw the menu, and it doesn't tell you in depth. So I think it'd be exciting.
A little bit of a tease.
It is.
So like 14 courses just wasn't enough. Someone said, you know, we got to throw one more course in.
You know, 15 is a nice number. You know?
That's right. So when is that event coming up?
May 12th.
May 12th,
Augustine
great.
Kitchen. It's in my column for all the details on where to find out about it. Sanar, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but they have a Facebook page as well, so you can find them there. That looks exciting. I just saw something the other day. Parrish is having a music festival.
And it's happening right now, I think.
It's happening right now.
Yeah.
10 days of live music all day. You know, southern food, gastro pub.
Dig it.
Those nice cocktails they come up with. The bartender there is amazing. And the name escapes me, but, man, that dude – He throws down.
I love everything that the Parish is about. You know, Southern Fusion Gastro Pub. You know, I used to have a client in New Orleans, and I used to go to New Orleans once a month for about 2 years, and I just come to love that sort of Cajun Creole kind of approach to cooking.
Love it.
And Chef Travis Peters over at the Parish is a literal rock star.
He is.
And everything that comes out of his kitchen is great. I love the Parish, and they expanded the premises several months ago, so it's not just that kind of small bar area. It's
right.
a legit
yeah.
place
that
right
was,
now.
Yeah, not too long ago they did that. So far away from me, I'm thinking about moving. That's how much I love it. I mean, should just Southern Fusion Gastro Pub.
It's
food.
Like
how great of an idea was that?
We should just have a couple of cots for the two of us in the back. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Just keep bringing me red beans and rice and some cocktails.
Right on. I love everything that the Parish is about. What else is going on?
Michelangelo's, way up on McGee.
The old iconic Tucson Italian restaurant.
And listen, let me tell you something. I'm Italian. I don't know if you could tell by my hand gestures. But, I'm very picky about Italian food.
I have heard that about you, sir.
You?
Yes.
Yeah. And Michelangelo's, man, I really love Gio up there. They're good people. In fact, they even did our rehearsal dinner when I got married.
Really?
I picked them out to do it. It's not like they did me a favor or anything. I wasn't food writing or anything at the time. But and for me to go out on a limb like that with an Italian restaurant, that's
seriously.
A good cosign. And it's their 25th anniversary.
No kidding.
And they're having specials in the month of May. They're giving away a trip to Vegas. They have one dinner where you get Italian lessons with your meal. They have one that the menu items are the cost that they were 25 years ago. So they're doing it big.
Man,
right
that's
now
the time to do it. Now for CJ Ham to actually give a public testimonial for an Italian restaurant. Fellow foodies, this is a milestone in this radio show's evolution because CJ Ham knows his way. He's got a beautiful palate for Italian food, and Michelangelo's is really the place to go. Now, you mentioned your rehearsal dinner. Let's just give some love to your beautiful wife here who's joining us here live at the broadcast. We're saying hello
to Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. He was just talking about you on live radio, and we'll tell you what he said during a commercial break.
she's not too much into the public eye, but I was like, I'm going doing it remote, so you can come out here and have some drinks and eat along with us instead of telling me how good it sounded when I get home.
That's right. Yeah, we'll take care of her. So a lot of fun things going on in the scene. What else is going on?
Absolutely. Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue is doing a Luau and Polynesian Fest. I wrote about that in my column. And then as far as just everyday stuff, man, I've been eating at Knox.
Knox Kitchen and Cocktails, Knox. Right up on Skyline, just east of Campbell on the south side of the street.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon
nice
and Jason and those guys, I think it's one of the great patios
those
in town.
Those crispy pork belly tacos, have you had those?
They're life-changing, CJ.
They are serious business.
Now, for the seafood fans that listen to this show, I should say that one of the best seafood experiences I've had is at Knox. They've got this great Chilean sea bass that's been sort of marinated in miso with some forbidden rice and a soy butter. I mean, this is exceptional.
That's
I love
serious.
Knox. Yeah. And, you know, those guys just opened up a new restaurant on Grant and Campbell in the old Umi Star location, a place called Goodness, which is kind of a fast, casual health food concept.
I didn't hear about that.
Now,
yeah.
Sometimes I have to eat healthy every now and then.
Do you?
CJ, yeah, you know, I got to have a
wrap
sometimes.
I do, too, but then when my wife's not looking, I go find pork belly.
Yeah, well, if your doctor says you're not getting enough pork belly in your diet, you know, I would think.
Oh, my doctor says I'm getting too much of everything.
Is the place. Okay, so for those of our fellow foodie listeners that want to find you, they want to seek you out, they want to find out exactly where you are in line, you're the author of the Noshing Around column in the Tucson Weekly that comes out every week. How can people find you online, sir?
Well, at your request, I made a Facebook page.
Oh, you did? This is another milestone.
Yeah, I'm still sketchy about it, but I made one. And it's CJ Ham on Facebook.
CJ Ham.
Look at what you made me do.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now, you're our celebrity co-host, and, you know, operative word is celebrity. So absolutely. Follow CJ Ham, H-A-M-M, on Facebook, and you're going to get some great photos. You're going to get some great pictures, and you're really going to get to know this guy a little bit better because this is one of the palettes in town that you certainly have to follow. So, CJ, thanks for hanging around with us here for this exciting broadcast of Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road, just east of Oracle, having a great time during garage sale, half off drafts, half off select appetizers, more food specials than you can shake a wrench yet. We got to take a quick commercial break right now and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to continue a conversation about tequila, but also about other liquors that are sourced from the agave. And we're doing it with the agave oracle of wisdom here in the community. David Torco from the Hotel Congress is going to be right with us on the other side of the break. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Carl here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Cerveza's Taco Garage. Cerveza Dos, as they say, right here on Wetmore Road, just east of Oracle. Having a great time during garage sale. Yes, that's their take on happy hour. Half off drafts, half off select appetizers, and as they say, more food specials than you can shake a wrench at. This is one of our favorite destinations for tacos and tequilas. And, our celebrity co-host for the full hour from the Tucson Weekly, CJ Hamm, not shy around a glass of tequila, are you, sir?
Unfortunately not. I am not shy around a tequila glass at all.
Well, you know, there's a guy in this community who's going to help us understand the wonderful world of not only tequilas, but some of the other spirits that are also sourced from the agave plant. And thank goodness we live in a part of the country, CJ, where agave is abundant. Here from Cervezas, the beverage director of the Hotel Congress, the Honorable Dave Torco, is back with us. Dave, how you doing?
Great. What a pleasure to be here again. This is just a wonderful show.
What a pleasure to have a beverage director.
I want to be a beverage director somewhere.
Look at what he gave us at the beginning of the show.
I know. And let me just give some love where love is due, sir. I mean, you chose, of all the spectrum of tequilas that we would begin our broadcast with, you chose the Herradura Reposado. Talk about this tequila. Why don't we just take another sip?
Hold it on. Let's just do it.
Well, Herradura is one of the very first tequilas to ever be imported in the United States. Huh. And actually, Bing Crosby and his associates started the importation company, and so it goes back to the late 1940s, and it was very small to begin with, but now it's huge.
It's not small now.
No, it's not. And Bing is no longer involved or his associates. It's now with one of the big international companies that distribute spirits. Right.
So why do we like this particular Reposado that's been rested for darn near a year?
Well, Herradura is always known for having top quality. Even their Plata is rested for 60 days in barrels. Mm. So it gives it a little golden tinge. But the Reposado at 11 months just smooths out, and the fruit of the agave is still there. And it's a beautiful drink,
And the agave is a beautiful botanical. And as I said, this is a wonderful plant. There are many people that sort of pledge allegiance to this particular plant.
I being one.
And there are going to be hundreds of people that are going to be convening on the plaza at Hotel Congress on Friday, May the 2nd, that are all sharing a common passion for the agave. And it's the Agave Fest. What's going on Friday?
This is our sixth annual Agave Fest. It's an homage to all things that come from the beautiful agave plants. There's over 25 different species that can be used to make a distilled beverage, and we're going to try to include as many of those as possible. We want to invite everyone down to the Hotel Congress this Friday on May 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $40 in advance, $45 at the door, and it's going to be a sellout.
It is every year, right. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I would imagine.
And so there's going to be, as I understand it, more than 50 agave spirits that are going to be able to that are going to be showcased. Now, I think you get 12 samples with your ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also offering a bonus of taste of 8 of Tucson's best mixologist creations using Milagro tequila as the base spirit.
Wow. Milagro.
They're going to have a throwdown. We have a star-studded cast. We'll get to that in just a minute.
That's great. So we've got not only tequilas are going to be showcased, but also some mezcals, some bacanoras, and some sotols.
Yes.
What in the world are these spirits?
These are amazing creations. Bacanora was known as the moonshine of Mexico for years and years. But in 1992, it was legalized in Mexico. And then 5 years ago, Pueblo Partners here in Tucson became the only authorized importer of Bacanora into the United States.
Wow.
And their Cielo Rojo is harvested from wild agaves that grow in the Sierra Madre Mountains. They're packed out on burro back, and they're taken to the distillery that's organic, it's natural, it's pure. And we are going to highlight the Bacanora.
Oh, what a beautiful statement.
Pure in goodness.
Pure in goodness.
That makes me happy.
Bacanora, that's how you roll. It's like Pavlov's
dog.
They pack
it on a donkey?
They pack it on a darn donkey.
Yo, Bacanora.
So we've got tequila, we've got Bacanora, we've got mezcal, the father of tequila.
All tequila and all Bacanora and all sotol are mezcal, but not all mezcal is tequila.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's regional in basis.
Right.
Generally speaking, mezcal comes from Oaxaca. Sotol comes from the state of Chihuahua, and Bacanora is our neighboring state of Sonora's traditional beverage.
So those attending Agave Fest are going to have the opportunity to walk around the courtyard. The weather is going to be spectacular. You've got live music by this great, I think, the Latin Funk Project.
Absolutely.
It's going to be performing one of my favorite bands in Tucson. You're going to get some drink tickets and sample the world, you know, sort of this world of agave. But as you said, there's going to be eight of the A-list bartenders, mixologists here in Tucson, who are all competing against one another for the best tequila cocktail or best agave cocktail, and it's a people's choice. So
people's choice.
People can vote.
Everyone's going to vote on their favorite cocktail preparation, and the winner will receive a $500 cash prize and great street credit, because we have Aaron DeFeo from Hotel Congress, Brian Eichhorst from Pinka, David Clark from the United States Bartenders Guild,
wow.
Cameron Fisher from the Hotel Congress,
wow.
John Herrera, last year's defending champion.
What an apropos last name.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Allie Barron from La Cochina, the champion 2 years ago, is back to try to reclaim her title. And it's going to be a thrilling evening.
And they're all going to be mixing it up there at the Hotel Congress on the plaza. And I think with your admission, you actually get a chance to have a couple of street tacos that the Cup Cafe is putting out.
And unlimited salsa and chip bar.
I mean, I've got one question.
Yes.
What time are you picking me up on Friday?
And what time are you taking him home?
That's the more.
I won't even notice that.
That's the more important part. Now, we're not just pouring small tastes.
No,
it's not
going
to be a glug fest, believe me.
Right, exactly. So we got the 6th annual Agave Fest to celebrate the world of agave at the Hotel Congress Friday, May 2nd. From 7 to 10 p.m., I am privileged to be serving as the MC again this year, so I will have the opportunity to crown the successful bartender at the end of the night. How can people get tickets in advance? Because you do need to get them in advance if you want to go.
Yes, you do. HotelCongress.com. You can buy them online, or you can come down to the hotel and buy them at the front desk.
That's great.
So please join us. We invite all to attend. All that can, please.
Absolutely. Great. Very good. David Torco, Beverage Director of the Hotel Congress and Maynard's Marketing Kitchen. I love everything that you're about and everything you do downtown. You are one of the pioneering voices that have made downtown real to make downtown sustainable. And for that, sir, I salute you. And maybe it's because you chose a great tequila for us to have. Anyway, Dave Torco, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Cheers, man.
Salute.
Cheers.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man behind the machine himself, Ray Forrest, from Cervezas Taco Garage. He's going to be talking about some tequilas that he brought in from his home that unfortunately you can't see or have here. But I think if we twist his arm, we might even be able to get one of these tastes. So stick around. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of Garage Sale at Cervezas Taco Garage. Wetmore Road, just east of Oracle, having a great time. We got half-off draft. We got half-off select appetizers. We got more food specials, as Ray Flores says, than you can shake a wrench at. And I've seen him shake a wrench, CJ.
Have you?
I've seen him shake a wrench.
Is that a lot of food?
Absolutely, buddy. We're here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the food business writer for the Tucson Weekly, CJ Hamm. You know, we had some great tequila here, man. We had this Herradura Reposado, rested for 11 months. Great way to kick off a broadcast. I'm enjoying the lovely Dragoon IPA. You know, Dragoon on a handle in Tucson is something that I always like to look for.
I love Dragoon.
Dragoon's got a great spectrum of suds.
They do, indeed.
And we always look for some great IPAs. But, you know, when you're looking for greatness in town, how's that for a segue? You know, there are pathways that go, you know, north, south, east, and west. But one of my favorite guys in this community that is all about concept. He's all about creativity. He's all about customer service, and his family stands for generations, making the world a better place for enthusiasts of a great meal and a great drink. And here he is, live from Cervezas Taco Garage, the Honorable Ray Flores. Brother Ray, what's going on?
I need to start with you guys
Jeez.
Earlier. See, the problem is with these shows is you wait for me. I've got 40 minutes. So I get into work mode, and I start seeing problems. So I start putting out fires, and then you go on, and you've already had several rounds here.
Well, it's a tough job, Ray, but someone's
got to do it. You know,
I feel good pain for that. I got to tell you.
So last time we were here, it's probably been about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when we sat at this very booth talking about Cervezas, and you know, you got your original location there on Speedway and Swan. We're up here, Cervezas Dos, right against the majestic backdrop of the Tucson Mall on Wetmore.
Wetmore Road. We're getting repaved next week.
Yeah.
There's progress in Tucson. Wetmore Road is getting paved starting next week.
There's been progress everywhere I have to drive lately.
But listen, they had to start it on Cinco de Mayo week, so that kind of threw
lovely for you.
That just thanks, guys. Good timing.
There's my tax dollars hard at work.
Well, speaking of Cinco de Mayo, you know, I would imagine if I were a betting guy, Ray Flores, I would say that there are going to be record numbers of tequila, mezcal, bacanora, isotol bottles that are going to be consumed all across this community. I would imagine that tequila is a great spirit that moves in high volume here at Cervezas.
It does. We do a lot of tequila business, and we're proud of it. It's a great beverage. It's gluten-free, so it's one of the few things I can drink, so nice. it's awesome.
I didn't know that. Tequila is gluten-free.
For the most part.
And a lot of the other spirits aren't.
Correct.
Oh, well, that's good news.
It is good
news. It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and gluten-free is something that I know that you and your family have stood behind for a long time. I mean, you represent sort of the authenticity of the gluten-free opportunity. You know, and there are a lot of folks, and let's just be honest, that sort of ride that wave.
It became a fad.
Right.
And it's really not a fad. I mean, for those people that have inflammatory diseases, my mom has lupus. It's a serious deal. She eats, you know, some bread, and the next day she feels like she can't move. So it's an important part of our world. We need to address it the right way.
The only thing I can say, though, is that the more people that jump on the bandwagon, the better it is for those that seriously affect.
100%.
Because now they need it to be, you know, available for the masses.
In an authentic
way. It does actually help, which I understand it gets annoying because, like, you know, somebody that just doesn't want to get fat, which I disagree with anyway.
Right.
You know, so I don't want to eat gluten.
Right.
But the more those are, at least it becomes a more serious issue to the people that it actually affects, and so it's more widely available.
There's good and bad with it. No, you're right, because there's stuff out now that's just insane.
There is.
And it's so much better, actually, than the counterpart
that
you end up eating twice as much. So there's like these chocolate chip cookies. I don't know where my wife found them, but I've got problems with that bag of cookies. I need them to get the hell out of my house.
I have problems with your bacon-wrapped shrimp, so we're even.
Well, some things just got the hell out of your house here recently, and I think one has a rattlesnake inside the bottle. So you brought over some tequilas, some of these kind of rare tequilas that you're not going to see here in Tucson. What did you bring over here for us to take a look at?
Well, when you told me it was a tequila deal, as you know, we've done some shows on that already,
right?
You and I, and it's obviously a part of our community and part of our special, especially our brands, how much we do with it. But I had, over the years, I've accumulated some stuff. I got a bottle here of Cabo Wabo that Sammy Hagar signed for me when we did a show with him back in the 2000s,
wow.
Early 2000s.
Oh, that's way cool.
Sonia Partida, who was a really lovely lady whose family had Partida Tequila Company, since sold, signed a bottle of Partida Tequila for me there. We're going to try some Agavero today, which if you guys haven't had, is a great product. It's a tequila liqueur. It's something that's not... you know what? It's one of those things where it's in the market, but it's not well managed. So not enough people know about it,
and
but
actually,
it's awesome.
While you were out working, I opened up the semi bottle of Cabo and tried that, too.
He's spitting it. So.
You know, is that what that extra kick was? I was wondering.
And then we have an interesting bottle that was made, 100th anniversary of 1800 for Jose Cuervo when they still were producing it and still had it in their house. Is right there. That bottle at the time, about 15 years ago, was $800.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I don't know what it's worth now, but I said, you know, one day, since I don't have much, that's what my kid's getting.
Well,
so
gonna,
that's his inheritance.
I was going to say, you know, we've got pretty good palates. We'd be happy to tell you what we think it's worth
if we
just cracked it open right now. But something says, Ray Flores, that your kids are going to take priority.
My son is not. He's probably going to be somebody who's like a drummer or somebody, so he may need that for college tuition. And then I just found this bottle. I don't even know what it is, but... it's probably one of the most interesting bottles.
Yeah,
grab it off this table.
I just took a picture of that. That's going to be up on our Facebook page here pretty soon.
I don't know what it is.
Is that a serious cobra?
It is a cobra, and it's got another snake in it. It's got a miniature snake that it's eating.
All right, so we're gonna be wanting all of our listeners to take a look at our Facebook page and take a look at this scary-looking bottle of tequila that Ray Flores has brought out for us. We are up against a hard Fox News break, so we're going to take a quick news break, thank another couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be trying some of this great tequila liqueur that Ray Flores talked about and talk about the future of Cervezas, because friends, fellow foodies, the future is bright for Cervezas Taco Garage, not only here in Tucson, but all across the western United States. You don't want to miss this next segment with Ray Flores. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road, just east of Oracle, having a great time during Garage Sale, which is their interesting take on Happy Hour. We've got half-off drafts. We've got half-off select appetizers. We've got more food specials that Ray Flores says you can shake a wrench at. And we have just begun to dive into some of these goodies, and we're going to be talking with Ray about this great menu. But we want to remind all of our fellow foodie listeners that we've got C.J. Hamm here, the food business writer for the Tucson Weekly, helping to steer this delicious show yet again. Always nice having you back.
Thank you. Why is it that happy hour is always so much better when you sit with the owner of the place? Notice?
Well, you know what? I think Ray Flores and the Cervezas team, stop me before I say it takes a village. But, you know, the team over here has has created, I think, one of the most killer off-the-hook happy hours around the clock and around this community. Ray Flores, thank you for everything you've done in this community.
Thank you guys for what you're doing.
It's great. It's a great concept.
Absolutely love it, too.
Thank you.
I'm in love with it.
Thank you.
I was at Speedway the second it opened.
Yeah. Well, that was one of those things where we had it was in El Charro. We did that deal.
Right.
And, you know, it was a marginal success, and we didn't want to lose the restaurant or the people that work there. We had good people, and we wanted to keep them employed.
Well, Charles have always been a staple in the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, and it's because of Tucson's support, so we're very happy with that. Is for a long time, you know, one of our goals right now is to see it hit 100. So we're 8 years away, and I think that'll be a real big point of our
life. That's right,
our
you
life
are.
Existence.
Wow. 1922.
Yeah.
That's right. I love that.
I can't wait to write that story.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
That's right. Really
we'll report on it. You know, something tells me we're going to be live from El Charro when that happens.
Duo
all right, count me in. Well, before we really talk about this great, exciting, revved-up story of Cervezas, let's give credit where credit is due. Speaking of El Charro, you know, your family, you know, iconic pioneers in, Mexican cuisine here in Southern Arizona. But the story just keeps growing and growing and growing, and you've got a new concept that you just unveiled. Where else but on the Strip in Las Vegas at the MGM, you can get a pretty good Mexican meal, and now at the MGM.
Yeah, we were very, very lucky to be picked. We went against three or four other restaurateurs and chefs and got lucky and landed a deal with the MGM. We had them, and then we pushed it into where we actually developed a brand. Originally, it was going to be a consulting gig that just had us do food and recipes for them. And it ended up coming back where I came up with Echo in Vegas, Made in Vegas in English translation, and they loved the idea of that. So they ended up doing a licensing deal with me with the brand. So it's cool. I think Echo has legs to go elsewhere. It's a combination of El Charro favorites, you know, Sonoran, traditional Mexican Sonoran, Tucson-style food.
It is.
A little bit of Cervezas mixed in with a Sonoran hot dog and some of the fun michelada presentations, things like that. And then, you know, we have a really cool chef over there who was with the Dos Caminos group out of New York, and Reed Osterhart is his name. He's brought some great recipes to us. Stuff we're going to actually be rolling into our restaurants now with him, some of his help. So it's a cool collaboration. It's a cool relationship. And, hey, look, we're there. Pac-12 tournament's there. What could be better for
you? I mean, seriously. Yeah, and you're going to stroll into Echo in Vegas at the MGM and really taste Mexican food the way it was supposed to be. And we should also say the newly announced director of food and beverage marketing for the MGM Resorts International is our very good friend Jennifer Duffy, who for years was at the Arizona Daily Star, who was at did PR for Lowe's Ventana and did a lot of the Lowe's properties, and now she's up right in Sin City.
Yeah, she got the job right after we were hired, and then the girl that actually the director of marketing, the VP of marketing for the MGM, is a U of A grad, so some good Tucson connections at the MGM.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beautiful thing is Tucson is not going to be contained. We're going to get national attention for our food and beverage scene. No matter what.
We've worked very hard.
No matter what.
People like Ray Flores and his family.
Like Ray doing that, moving that up to the Strip.
Have earned it.
That's beautiful.
Exactly. You know, that actually might be the very first time that the words Ray Flores and Strip have ever been uttered in the same sentence.
It's usually Ray Flores. Why are you back at the bank club?
Anyway, so here we are in the heart of Happy Hour at Garage Sale. What is it about this Happy Hour that's all abuzz in this community? I mean, you take a look around, and it's Saturday, for crying out loud, and you're doing a Happy Hour.
Well, We give the good discount. At the end of the day, Tucson needs a good price break. You know, our economy is what it is, and We just don't cheap out on it. We give it. So I think when we deliver the price point we deliver, you can't ignore it, and people show up for it.
Who isn't happy on a Saturday?
Seriously, especially during the hours of 4 and 5.
Well,
but I digress.
On the menu live.
We like to call ourselves the day drinking headquarters for a reason. So you can day drink, come on over to Cervezas.
So Cervezas Taco Garage, you know, I actually was with a buddy of mine last night. We were belling up at a bar in the foothills, and I was telling him that I was going to be at Cervezas tomorrow for the broadcast. He actually is one of the few that I actually have heard. He's never been to Cervezas Taco Garage. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. So for those in our listening audience who have never had the opportunity to experience true shop, you know, culture when it comes to great tacos, great tequila, and just totally feel-good atmosphere, give us an idea what Cervezas is all about.
Well, you know, it's a combination of all the things that I wanted when I went out to eat. And, you know, I got my fill of Mexican food and mariachi music growing up, but as I realized when I got older, I'm like, well, I still want the Mexican food. I just don't want the mariachi music. So the first thing, and no offense against mariachi music. It is what it is, but I just grew up with too much of it.
Right.
And so the first thing I did was like, you know, I really want to be able to sit down and eat a good taco and hear, you know, Jim Morrison, The Doors in the background,
totally,
or something like that. So, you know, I got that together. And then I really never surfed or got into the Baja beach thing. I mean, I grew up in California, but I grew up in the car culture side of things. So I grew up, you know, with Ed Roth and those kind of deals.
Right,
watching,
on.
You know, watching hot rod culture and that creating kind of crazy, you know, crazy car culture that was back in the hot rod, you know, car and driver magazines and all that. So I just put tacos, rock and roll music, and car culture together and created Cervezas.
And that's very beautiful thing.
It's all, you know, and Ray, there's this concept, you know, you just can't, you know, keep it here, you know, in Tucson. It's grown, I think, a little faster than I ever thought it would. And then I heard, you know, last time we were on the show, you talked about we were just on the heels of rolling out Cervezas in the Phoenix airport.
Yep.
And you guys were killing it. And I said, why do you think you're doing so well? And I said, well, one of the reasons is because we're the only people in the terminal that sell beer.
That was plus, it's tacos, rock
tacos,
and roll,
tequila, yeah, beer,
and cars.
In an airport, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'd love to get a lot of airports. I'd be done with that if I'd be a happy guy. No, the airport, we got lucky. We got in Sky Harbor Airport. And then, you know, we got lucky. Robert Sarver.
Yep.
His group called us up, and they liked the concept in the airport, and they wanted us to put something in the Sun Stadium. So we did something at U.S. Airways, a little kiosk in there.
Huge.
And we've been working on a deal for a while, and we got into Chandler Mall. We're building that right now.
Are we breaking news, Ray Flores, on this radio
Mall
show?
It's been rumbled out there, but yeah, I mean, this is the first official announcement we made because we didn't know an ETA, but we've started construction, so we're 90 to 120 days out from opening a Cervezas at the Chandler Mall.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations. Yeah, and boy, are our advertisers going to be happy that we continue to break food news here in the Southern Arizona.
I'm just not happy they put it in the column first.
Well, you could say you were a part of the announcement.
I was.
Cervezas,
I got that out of them, man.
Chandler Mall.
Yeah, yeah. We're, you know, again, we're one of the few local small guys in the deal. These big malls usually go for the guys with the huge balance sheets like the Olive Gardens of the world.
Yep,
so,
yep,
you know, we're fortunate, you know, here at Tucson Mall, if you look around us, there's nothing really locally owned. You know, we've got Chipotle across the street and Five Guys and In-N-Out and McDonald's. And
here's the thing, you keep saying you're lucky, but you know what? There's no luck involved, man. You guys knocked it out. You've been knocking it out with El Charro. You knocked it out with Cervezas. I mean, you got coming to you what you had coming.
I appreciate
to you,
it, bro. I appreciate that.
You know, and it's good for Tucson, and it's good for you, obviously, but it's kind of like seeing your team go to the championship.
Seriously,
in the tournament.
I know.
This is a hometown team.
It's great
and
pride.
And they're taking it all the way.
You know
what I mean?
And we say up at Chandler Mall, I mean, here's an opportunity to liberate you from the Claim Jumpers and the Chipotles of the world.
I'll never visit that location, but I'm happy you're there.
Hey, you know, look, I mean, the worst thing could happen is that we become a big chain.
That's bad.
But I promise,
man,
we'll stay here in Tucson. You know, we'll keep our company here. We're not moving. So.
Yeah, born and bred right here.
Yeah.
So Cervezas, people are going to come in, have this great, you know, sample the spectrum of tequilas, some of the things that Dave Torco talked about. You know, belly up to the bar, have a couple of beers. You got some local beers on tap. But let's talk a little bit about the menu, okay? So taco is obviously the epicenter of the Cervezas experience from a culinary perspective. But, you know, it's a little bit beyond kind of chicken taco. Beef taco, shrimp taco.
It's evolved. You know, and Cervezas evolved. I mean, we started out, we did nothing but tacos mostly. And then we kind of got into where burger became more of a part of it. And it's a little bit like I went to a meeting, a presentation by the president of Univision Television. He said, you know, in the future, you've got to be able to do football with spelled with a U and football spelled with two O's, right?
Right.
I mean, the bottom line is the culture is we're becoming a hybrid of the two cultures. So I think Cervezas represents that.
And we've got Tucson.
Yeah, it is. And we've got, so we're going to have great burgers, we're going to have great tacos, and we're going to bring some staple stuff out. This here, because this is the agave time of year, we're doing a Diablo shrimp taco here, we call this. We actually make this with agave syrup and sriracha blended together as a tossing agent.
Agave syrup and sriracha together.
Yeah.
Little sweet, little spice.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, I'm all over that.
So garlic. Enjoy that. But yeah, we have a corn tortilla there. We have a lettuce wrap for those of you who are low carb. And then we have the flour tortilla.
You could tell I'm low carb, right?
100%. That beer is all low carb.
Okay, so as we're about to dive in, this is called the Diablo Shrimp Tacos?
Diablo Shrimp Taco,
okay,
correct.
All right, so beautiful. The first thing I notice, you know, and when, you know, when CJ and I talk about sort of a great culinary experience, you know, and culinary and tacos don't necessarily have to be in separate sentences. I mean, could you take a look at these tacos, and the first thing that I see anyway is that the protein is at the center of the taco. So sometimes you say shrimp taco or chicken taco, and there's a ton of cabbage. Then you got to get your fork around and take a look at where all the protein is. I mean, this is a protein-driven taco.
Right.
Jeez.
Matt, when you and I talk
about... Shouldn't that be the way it needs to be?
When you and I talk about food, you do all talking, and I'm over here busy eating.
So okay. I was pretty flattered recently. I don't know if you guys saw Taco Bell's coming out with a full-service concept. I don't know if you talked about that at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's a hybrid of a lot of stuff that's been done. But what I thought was interesting, and one of our first things we did was pairing the Mexican food experience with craft beer. Nothing wrong with our Mexican brothers doing, you know, their beer thing. But what I really liked with Cervezas is we immediately took great craft beer, especially all the local stuff. I mean, we've got most of them represented from, and, you know, Dragoon, we were one of the first accounts to put the upstart Dragoon
exactly,
on.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's that's really been fun for me because Mexican food should have all those great flavors. I mean, why not have an IPA with Mexican food? You know, El Charro now carries IPAs on their menu. We didn't have that before. When we first opened El Charro's and we started expand, we put in draft systems with like 4 or 6 heads because there wasn't anything available. So then when we got into Cervezas, like, wait, look at all the stuff that's available. So now we're just keep expanding our head count to have more draft heads, you know. And so I look at it like we're kind of like the Mexican Yard House.
Totally. And there's a beer for every personality and palate behind the bar. Now, I went with the Dragoon IPA, and I got to tell you, I don't know if it's coincidence. Of course, nothing is coincidental when Ray Flores is at the table. But you've got a great Diablo shrimp taco with a lovely spice. With the IPA,
it works.
That's gorgeous.
It does work.
Just the hop with that spice is just off the charts.
Yeah, I know. I was impressed with you guys' taps when I belly up to the bar before we started.
Well, my beverage director over here, Sean, is somewhere around. She does a great job, and she's very involved with the beer scene. As you know, as I said, my mom's got lupus. She's gluten-free. I'm gluten-free because I'm pending, you know, those kind of outcomes. So I try to stay gluten-free. So I avoid the beer stuff. I usually depend on her palate to pick them. But we've said all along, look, we're going to focus. We're going to have Tucson and Arizona represented well in our draft selection. And I think we've done a pretty good job.
Beautiful. I want to remind all of our listeners that Ray Flores and his charity is going to give the opportunity for one of our listeners to win a Cervezas gift card so they can come in here and experience Ray and Sean and the whole team for themselves, in addition to these great tacos and off-the-hook appetizers that we've been talking about. If you're the first person that calls in with the right answer to the trivia question, which is going to be in just a few minutes again, so you want to stick around for that. So these great Diablo shrimp tacos with a little agave, a little sriracha, really just kicked up a notch with this great IPA. Now Sean disappeared. And Sean disappeared, and there are multiple glasses, Ray Flores, of liquid happiness, as some of our listeners have said. Can you talk a little bit about what you are dispensing right now, sir?
I've done 100 different tequila events and dinners throughout my lifetime, and you know, it can get a little bit mundane because, you know, it's still tequila and done a lot of it. But there's always something that comes up when I bring people. Has everyone got one? When I bring people to new experiences, your wife. You know, we bring out the stuff, and there's the great brands out there, and there's the Don Julios, and there's the boutique brands, and there's the very expensive, ultra-crazy. But the one that doesn't get a lot of attention, and it should, because I don't think the people that have marketed have done a good job, is this brand called Agavero. It's a boutique brand. I first had it in Cabo. I actually got a distributor here to carry it because they never carried it before. We told them we'd buy a certain amount of cases, and then it picked up. Then it kind of went through a lull, and somebody else just started carrying it. But it's a tequila liqueur, and it's made with Damiana flower. which is known to be an aphrodisiac in the Hispanic culture. So I used to tell
You've
guys.
You've been warned. You've been warned.
Give it to your wife. I brought one for you.
Well, thank you. These tacos are a little aphrodisiac, too,
yeah. If you have to excuse yourself, sir, I'll understand.
Those are some good tacos.
We do have a VIP room. It's called Lowrider Lounge. We'll kick the people out of there.
I am a VIP, you know.
Okay, so the Agavero, and one of the things that Dave Torco told me about is when we're looking for great tequilas, we want to look for 100% blue agave tequila, because anything less than 100% is going to have some fillers in there. So the premium tequilas, and I know the first thing I notice when I'm looking at this label, Ray, is 100% blue agave tequila. So this is gorgeous.
And this is a blend. So this is a liqueur blend, and it's extremely different. It's very drinkable. This is the after-dinner tequila drink, and if you're not a big tequila drinker, it's a great lead-in for somebody.
Okay.
Because it's sweet, it's got a little background to it.
All right, I'm going in.
Let's do it.
The Damiana flower.
Wow. That's different.
But isn't that nice. Good?
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's really, really tasty. Oh. Chilled like that.
We got the beverage director saying it's delicious behind me.
He's nodding aggressively.
You know what, too? It's not very expensive. It's a great value.
That is just, it's. I mean, it's got a succulence in and of itself. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. It's velvety.
I'll tell you what I've done with this. I've actually made, you know, the old rusty nail. We used to make that, and we put that with a little whiskey, and it blend it, and it's pretty cool to do. We used to call it a rusty clavo.
I got to tell you, it's not often in food and drink I get something I haven't had before.
Damiana flower with the tequila. This is just
gorgeous.
And like you said, chilled. You know, and a gorgeous sort of end of the night. I'm a cigar guy, as you know. I would love to have a
unbelievable
beautiful
cigars.
Cigar with this cocktail.
Unbelievable. We've done cigar dinners with this where, you know, you dip the end of the cigar and you smoke it. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You a cigar guy, CJ?
I am.
How have we only found that out about each other?
I think we should do a cigar night, all of us.
Can we do that? I used to do
these really killer cigar nights.
I remember.
Remember those?
Yes.
And we used to have them downtown and all, and I just kind of got out of it.
I don't remember them.
Well, we're going to reignite it. Let's do one together.
I'm all in on that.
Pun intended with the ignite.
And let's do a live broadcast and just have some great premium cigars.
Do it down to the Stillwell House.
You have some connections to cigars, don't you?
Oh, do I have connections to cigars, CJ Ham? Are you kidding me?
That's why I like hanging out with this guy.
I got you covered. Okay, so we're going to do another tasting here, but we definitely want to give a chance for one of our listeners to call in and win a Cervezas gift card. Now, you got to be the first one in with the right answer to this week's trivia question. And I have to remind our listeners, if you have won in the last 30 days, please give someone else the opportunity. CJ, you're not eligible. Put your phone away.
Not again. Darn.
If you've won in the last 30 days, we want to give someone else the opportunity. So refrain and just enjoy the delicious conversation that we're having right here. But have you thought about what would be a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I know I emailed you something, but my short-term memory, I'll have to get it refreshed. Okay. I emailed you a question, correct?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay.
We'll have to figure that out.
Oh, so the slogan, the blank drinking headquarters, or no,
that's
see,
good.
The lovely Adriana is here.
Oh, that's right, my assistant.
She's on it.
She's on the job.
And you know, who are you without Adriana, can I just ask? You're nothing, Ray Flores.
That's true. And she's not around a lot, so I'm a whole lot of nothing.
So did we find one?
Yes, the blank drinking headquarters of the world.
Okay, so Cerveza's Taco Garage is the fill-in-the-blank, the blank drinking headquarters of the world.
Correct.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a gift card to experience Cerveza's Taco Garage for yourself. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor, so get your dialing fingers ready and hit it, fellow foodies. We're going to be right back. Good luck.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road between between Oracle and Stone on the north side of the street against the lovely backdrop of the Tucson Mall, having a great time during garage sale. Now, first time in 6 months, CJ Ham, that we don't have any calls because I think it's a little inside. I think it's a very difficult question. So we're going to dumb it down a little bit. No offense to our listeners, but Ray Flores really wants to give away this gift card for people to experience Cervezas for themselves. So we talked about these great Diablo shrimp tacos. You know, it's got a little spice. It's got a little sweetness. So the sweetness comes from the agave, right? But the spice comes from a well-known hot sauce. That has been incorporated into the sauce here for the Diablo shrimp tacos. So the sweet and the spice in this shrimp is just delicious. The sweetness comes from the agave. We want to know, what's the hot sauce that they use for the spice? and the Diablo Shrimp Tacos. Now, clearly, the lines are going to light up right away. 880-5678-880-KNST for a chance to win a Cervezas gift card. Again, what is the hot sauce, the brand of the hot sauce that they use here?
Oh, you're asking me?
Killer. No, you're not eligible. Anyway, Michael, back
it's
in the studio.
It's been in debate, that hot sauce. It's been a lot of debate.
It's been a lot in the news a lot lately.
Yep,
and a lot
pretty,
of news about the manufacturing plant, I think.
First of all, the first question was mentioned on air, but it was a little inside.
It was quick.
I'll give them that. It was a quick little slide in
there. But we should let everybody know that Cerveza's Taco Garage is the
day drinking.
The day drinking headquarters of the world. Yes. You know, and it's day and we're drinking.
Let's just give our listeners credit that they don't day drink all that often.
Or maybe they're day drinking right now.
Yeah, or maybe they day drink way too much.
Okay, what's the name of that hot sauce that Ray Flores and his team uses for the Diablo Shrimp Tacos here? The agave produces the sweet. We want to find out what kind of hot sauce provides the spice right here for a chance to win a Cerveza's gift card. So you brought out a little bit of other stuff for us to try here
at
Cerveza's.
Got some garage tacos over here. CJ's wife's hammering away, though. She's taking them from us. So it is what it is. It's the right thing to do. Just give it to the wife first. You don't have any problems later.
Okay, who's on the line, Michael? Okay, so Rodney thinks he knows the answer to the question. Thank you so much. Rodney, you were on the air. Now, have you ever been to Cerveza's Taco Garage before, Rodney?
I have.
You have. Have you ever had the Diablo Shrimp Tacos?
I have not.
He's not had the Diablo Shrimp Tacos. Well, you know, Ray Flores desperately wants to treat you to many rounds of Diablo Shrimp Tacos. What is the hot sauce? Where does the spice come from in this glorious taco dish?
Is it the sriracha?
He says it's the sriracha, Ray Flores.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, 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 Rodney.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Which is nice and Mexican.
Way to go. Hey, Rodney, congratulations. So let me tell you, I know you've been to Cerveza's. It's going to be Ray Flores' privilege to host you back again. You know, come on up here to the Tucson Mall location, hang out at Speedway and Swan. Either or, you're going to have an off-the-hook experience. Now, I got to tell you, you're going to get a gift card, so you're going to have an opportunity to taste a number of things, but try these Diablo Shrimp Tacos because, as Ray said, it's almost like a taco redefined experience. Rodney, you are in for a treat. So don't go away because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you in the mail.
Perfect. Thank you.
Congrats, Rodney.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much, Rodney. All right, so he's been at Cerveza's, but he's never had a Diablo Shrimp Taco.
Hey, Matt, what we ought to do right now is get Trio involved to bring sriracha to Arizona. Why can't we get the sriracha plant to move to Tucson?
Okay, so what's the...
They're looking in Texas right now, I hear.
What?
Yeah,
what? Why would they do...
They're moving from California here to Texas.
Okay, so because all the neighbors around California started,
started crying about the
whining
smell.
And crying about the smell. It's sriracha, for crying out loud. It's one of the life's treasures.
The guy says, I'm going to build a big salsa plant. You let him do it, then you tell him, no, we don't like you.
No, it smells too much like roasted chilies and garlic. Please,
yeah, no thanks.
The area.
I can't sleep in.
All right,
listen,
so
a cologne of roasted chilies and garlic.
A little behind each ear. Who do we got to call? Joe Snell? Let's get Joe Snell on the line, for crying out loud.
Something. Tesla or sriracha. Bring one of those, please.
I agree. Both. So you've got, what's going on these skewers, right?
Okay, so this is what we call chopper shrimp. This is a applewood bacon wrapped jumbo shrimp skewer, and it's just got casero cheese inside, Mexican casero cheese, yeah. Wrapped with a applewood bacon, and then we also got a chili huevito there, which is also wrapped. It's just stuffed with chili, stuffed with casero cheese. Those are just some guilty, no cholesterol.
Because you care about us.
That was so good for my diet.
What kind of pepper are you using on these stuffed peppers?
The chili huevito.
I've never heard of the huevito before.
It's the yellow one.
It's the yellow. It's the banana.
We call it Anaheim's, don't we?
No.
The Anaheim's a long green, light green.
Listen to me getting schooled here at Cerveza's.
The huevito is the classic street food.
The yellow one that you get at
BK's or all the fire roasted.
It's called huevito.
The huevito, yeah.
Yeah, or Yamarillo. For those that don't know the name of it, they just call it the yellow pepper in Spanish.
Well, thank you. Listening to the CJ Ham Radio Show, this is Matt Russell. I don't know a thing
about Russell, peppers. Matt Russell, my co-host. Give it up for Matt Russell,
my co-host.
Oh,
my goodness gracious. Okay, so, and you're using what kind of cheese on here? This is the
Casero.
The Casero, which is the classic Mexican cheese.
Hard skim, not real bad for
it's
you.
It's nice. It's not real melty, but it's not
it's
real dry.
It's the Mexican
dry
feta.
It is.
It's the Mexican feta.
Good call.
Did you try one of these, CJ?
I did. I tried a lot of those.
I want like a dozen skewers.
Matt, I tried a lot of those. Anytime you were talking, I was throwing them out.
We got a minute left before we sadly have to say goodbye. How can people find Cerveza's, Ray Flores?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, and you can also find us at Cerveza's.com. Like I said, we appreciate the business, Tucson, your support. We hope to be here for a long time and taking care of all of you. You got a problem or a question? Go ahead and email me, ray@cervezas.com. We'll fix it for you.
ray@cervezas.com. Try doing that with the owner of a big box store.
I was just thinking the same thing. Put your cell phone on a billboard if you're serious.
Exactly.
Right?
Anyway, Ray Flores, thank you so much to you and your family for all you've done. CJ Hamm with the Tucson
thank
Weekly. I love reading your stuff. I can't wait to see what you got on tap next week. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and CJ Hamm and Ray Flores reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.